Thanks so much for joining us here on this Saturday morning. As we look at another sports team from Boone County, we're going to turn our attention now to the sport of softball. Other head coach, Robert Archambault, is with us here. And Robert, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, it's great to have you back. Always fun to talk Lady Tigers softball. It was a successful year in a lot of ways. Unfortunately, the season ended early in the sectional final. But putting that aside, the loss to Tri-West, how would you rate this season for the girls?
I think this season was solid. I know that there was a lot of things that we wanted to do in respects to last year's season. We lost some really incredible seniors in Josie Hollingsworth, Lexi Puckett, Madison Copeland, Riley Wilson. You have to remember that those four seniors, they were a massive force in the circle. They were a massive force on the base path. They were a massive force at the plate. So to lose a lot of success, you hear the rebuilding year type of comments all the time. We won, I believe, 13 games last season. So to come out and be 18-12 this season was absolutely fantastic. The Tigers broke records in terms of runs scored, pitcher strikeouts, stolen bases. And then we also did things in a great way that we kept numbers down. The number of runs scored against us, we improved on. The number of stolen bases on us. The number of times our batters struck out. The number of times that we walked batters in the circle. We really nailed a lot of the records from last year that we anticipated it being pretty close, really hard to achieve. We really hit those records in a nice way. We only have one senior. We have a very large junior group, which is going to be seniors next year. So that's going to be, we're going to be very senior heavy next season. But in all honesty, knowing that you have one senior and a lot of talent graduating, you even as a coach think, okay, we're going to have to really put things into overdrive and just really get gritty. And the Tigers did that, and as the record shows, they were quite successful. 18-12 is a good mark for a softball program.
So a good overall record. The conference standings, how would you rate the Sagamore Conference this year? It looks like it was a very competitive season.
I agree. The Sagamore Conference is fantastic. We're led by the Tri-West group. Mike Miller and company do a fantastic job from their early stages of learning those younger teams all the way to the varsity team. To lose to them in the sectional finals, knowing they're in the state championship this upcoming weekend, you know how it is as a coach. You want to lose to the state champion if you're going to lose. So in losing in the sectionals, our goal was to play them as best as we could and then hope they win it all, because at the end of the day, that's who you want to lose to. You want to lose to the best. And Tri-West, in my personal opinion, is the best in Class 3. I know that Yorktown, South Bend, St. Joe, South Vermilion, Pike Central, Cordon, Central Cathedral, there's a lot of great 3A programs, but to know that one of them is in our conference, it makes me proud as a Sagamore coach. And Mike Miller, he leads not only in a positive way, but he is definitely player-centered. Those kids run that program. He is just happy there to guide them and guide them through the way and to be a tool for them to use to be successful. Danville was fantastic this year under Greg Glazer. I think a lot of people thought they would be rebuilding. They did some fantastic things, which was excellent. Dan Taylor and company over at Southmont, they were fantastic, led by their senior pitcher in the circle. We kept that game really, really close. And I'll be honest with you, Mike Vanderpool at Western Boone, they made a trip down a past sectionals and I believe past regionals into the semis. Fantastic group. Mike does a great job there. They've got Gabby in the circle is doing a fantastic job there. And to know that we split games with Western Boone is a really great for us as Tigers. We kept the Southmont game close. That was very good for the Tigers, and the Danville series was very competitive for us. So to know we were able to do that with only one senior and a lot of graduated talent, I think was a positive note for us. But absolutely, the Sagamore Conference is fantastic. And just to note as well, North Montgomery has a new pitcher as a freshman, and she is absolutely fantastic. I truly believe she's the future of that program. I believe that she has a lot of positivity. She's extremely, extremely humble. And I think that program you're going to see do really well over the next few years. And Coach Early over there does a really great job and did a really great job with her as well. Great conference altogether. I think we were pretty strong.
Again, we're talking Lady Tigers softball here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. As you alluded to, you had just the one senior. That was Kylie Cadle. So let's spend a few moments talking about Kylie's season, because not only did she have a nice year pitching, she also had a great year at the plate.
Yeah, I think Kylie Cadle is the envision you want for any senior. When coaches get ready in the winter, they look at their senior class and they want a Kylie Cadle. And I'm lucky; I got a Kylie Cadle. I have a Kylie Cadle, and she's a Tiger for life, and someone who will continually help the program. Kylie led us in the circle. She welcomed with open arms our freshman pitcher, Corinne Miller. I finished the season, I think about a 2.89 ERA, Kylie Cadle with a 3.00. Kylie did a really great job of not only taking care of the business of leading the circle, but also monitoring and assisting a young pitcher and learning the ropes and figuring out how this varsity thing works. And everyone comes into high school softball and say, well, I play travel, and that's wonderful. I love travel softball. But high school is really a different animal. It's really a different animal you're playing. There's a lot of different aspects to it that makes it different. So I will tell you, Kylie Cadle did a great job of leading us in the circle. She started off really hot with some really great bat presence, really great quality at bats. I think she finished the season 4.20 in terms of hitting average, just right behind junior Kiana Richards. Kylie did a really, really great job at the plate. I believe she, and she was one of those leaders on and off the diamond. That's something you can't buy. A lot of seniors, they go through and they're mostly focused on their next stage. And that's not a dig at seniors. That's just an honest reflection on most seniors. They're just ready for that college experience. They're kind of not checked out, but they're just ready. Cadle, I saw that in no way, shape, or form from her. She was always ready to go. She put the team first. She had goals every single game. She was monitoring our own records and seeing what we could do statistically and where we could go and breaking down games after we played one conference opponent once. She was in my office, the next day saying, okay, what can we do to be more successful and how will this work and how will that look? Those are all going to be great things that help her at Franklin. She will be missed for sure. Those are definitely massive shoes to fill. But I will say, in knowing how much work she did with freshman pitcher Corinne Miller, I think Corinne has become she'll do a great job at leading our circle next season. And a lot of that positivity and confidence is going to come from the work she did with Kylie Cadle. So I think Kylie Cadle not only did a great job this season, but she left something in our program so that we can continually be successful as a program and as a senior. That's a rare feat. You did your job, and you're doing your job even when you're not there. That's great.
Again, Robert Archambault is with us here. We're talking Lady Tigers softball in this segment of the Coach's Corner. We kind of put the wraps on this portion of the spring sports season. I know recently, Robert, you had the end of the season honors, and I thought I'd give you an opportunity to highlight some of those.
Sure, our end of season spring banquet was the spring banquet was put together by the Lebanon Athletic Department. Phil Levine did a fantastic job. Stacy Bouyer, and as well as Wade Thatcher, put together a really nice get together for those families. The softball team was able to kind of celebrate some accomplishments, some awards. I do know, in terms of all conference, Kylie Cadle, our own lone senior, made the first team all conference, as that's voted in by the coaches in our conference. We're very proud of her. And in the second team was Kiana Richards, who's a junior. Then Charlie Elby, who is a junior, and then our freshman pitcher, Corinne Miller. So that rounded out our all-conference type of awards. In terms of specific Lebanon team awards, our most improved player went to a freshman that really saw some great time in the outfield and at the plate, and she improved since the winter, and that is Hannah Wilborn, a freshman. Lowest ERA went to freshman pitcher Corinne Miller. Our best offensive player went to Kiana Richards, who is a fantastic junior, hits in our one spot in the lineup most times, and after, I believe it was 109 at-bats, only had 7 strikeouts. She led us in most categories: runs scored, RBI, stolen bases, singles, hits. She led us in almost most of all of the hitting categories. She did a fantastic job and is looking forward to a fantastic senior season. Our best defensive player went to Charlie Albee, a junior center fielder who's absolutely fantastic and focused. Only one error on the season, made some great plays, really great cutoff initiatives for her to be really streamlined and efficient to get the ball back into the infield once it got through into her area and her domain. And she was flanked by Hannah Wilborn and Kylie Ottinger all season. Those three, they played every game together, and I thought our outfield was fantastic. Definitely the leader of our outfield. So, again, yeah, she won best defensive player. And then lastly, our two last awards, our sportsmanship award, went to Kylie Cadle, senior, for her constant commitment to excellent positivity and family, that family aspect to our program. That's one of the best awards any athlete can get, and she won that in a great way to show that of all the accomplishments she's had within Tiger softball. And then our scholar athletes, for their academic prowess and excellence, went to Charlie Albee, which is a junior, and Claire Bowling, freshman. Both of those ladies won scholar athlete. So yeah, that's a wrap up of our awards. Our girls are very happy. Again, we graduate one. We're getting 10 to 12 eighth graders who are very eager and excited. So the Tiger Tiger softball family is going to grow tremendously. And I think that this year really helped us put a foundation in to attain even higher goals next season.
So what's next now?
In terms of next, what's next now for our girls? Well, most of our girls are predominantly doing, they're sticking with their athletic endeavors. I've got multiple girls that are playing the travel ball on multiple different teams. So they've got things throughout the summer that they're going to assist them in sharpening their skills for the high school level next year. So I've got multiple girls at the travel level. I've got multiple girls that aren't playing travel softball, but they are tapping into those other sports they play at the high school level. Specifically, I know Claire Bowling is a basketball player. She's going to be really focused on that over the summer. Charlie Albee is a volleyball player. She plays three sports in volleyball, basketball, and softball. And Charlie's on her way and getting some things done in the volleyball facet. Kylie Ottinger, our junior, going to be senior. She also plays three sports at the high school level, so she's going to be starting workouts for the different other high school programs that she participates in. And our freshmen, a lot of our incoming freshmen, they're also playing travel ball. The majority of them are. So a lot of girls are really taking the summer to really perfect their craft, but also, as I encourage them, in my personal opinion, there's sometimes they shouldn't do anything softball related. Hang out with family, go walking, go swimming, hang out with friends, take a vacation. The best type of focus comes from a real escape from that focus at times. So I'm going to be cheering on my girls. My staff and I are very excited about 2023 and coming back and getting some more work done. But my time is going to be spent just cheering them on. Travel ball games I'll attend, volleyball games I'll attend, soccer if some of them participate, basketball games. My coaching staff likes to go and support them in the out of softball arena. And everyone is very, very excited, but staying busy, I'm sure, as you know, all those high school girls, taking a break for them is confusing. But hopefully some of them take a little bit of break so they can enjoy just some family time.
Well, we've been joined here on this segment of the Coach's Corner talking Lebanon Tigers softball with their head coach, Robert Archambault, and we certainly appreciate his time. Robert, it's always great to have you on, and enjoy your time away, and we'll be talking to you very soon.
Excellent. Again, thank you for all the coverage for Lebanon Tigers softball and the Sagamore Group. We're very thankful for all the things that your program does to assist student athletes in being recognized and promoting them in the hard works that they put together and their families. And again, thank you for all that you do for us, and we look forward to seeing you next spring.
You're very welcome. Once again, talking high school softball on this segment of the Coach's Corner. All right, a break, and we'll be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.